Hey folks, Dan Ferrier here with your market update for August 21st, 2024. So thank you all for the kind words that you gave me with my mother-in-law's passing. I am back now, so it's business as usual, fortunately or unfortunately. So we saw mortgage rates basically stabilize. They're down just a little bit yesterday. So what's happened since I've been gone? Well, there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle that's came out this week. So let's just pick up from where we left off. You go over through here, the economic calendar for today is really nothing. The FOMC, which is the Federal Reserve, they're going to come out and tell us what their minutes were, basically what they discussed behind closed doors last time at the last meeting. And then what I wanted to show you guys is a brief video here of basically somebody talking about, you know, where's the Fed? What are they looking at now? What direction are they going to go in? We're going to watch that in a second. But then there's also some kind of weird information out there. And I know the word weird's getting around much, but look at this headline. Fed confronts up to 1 million U.S. jobs vanished in revision. So what's going on with the jobs report? And then last but not least, how are the big home builders, how are they doing? Toll Brothers just came out with their earnings yesterday. So we're going to talk about all this today. So without further ado, let's get over to it. So these are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. These aren't my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. Who they are, if you're new to the channel, what happens is Mortgage News Daily, right up in there in the corner, they survey lenders all over the country, and they say, if you had a borrower looking to buy their first house, okay, it was their first house, it was going to be their primary home, and it was a single family home, okay? Those are three criteria, and then there's two more. What are those? Well, we need to know how much money they're going to put down and what their credit scores are, and those are right through here. These people are putting down 25% because they're financing 75%, and they have a 780 credit score. So that's you. Well, basically, that's probably where your mortgage rate's going to be. If that's not you, I'm going to give you all my information at the end of this video because I'm just a lonely old mortgage loan officer out here trying to win your business to educate you guys on what's going on with real estate and the whys behind everything. So without further ado, let's get to the economic calendar for today. Again, you have nothing here other than the FOMC meeting today. That's the Federal Reserve's meeting. What's going on right now? Let's get over to this the headlines so we can figure out what is the Federal Reserve really looking into to figure out what they're going to do next. So let's get over to this video. And then when this comes back, we're going to take a deep dive into those jobs numbers. 1 million jobs vanished just from the report. It's concerning. So let's get to it.
And we're expecting quite a bit of commentary at the Kansas City Fed's Jackson Hole.
Oh, another thing coming up this week, Jackson Hole. You're going to hear a ton of things about Jackson Hole. So what happens is all the bigwigs in finance go to Jackson Hole. I mean, people all over the world go to this. Federal Chairman Powell's going to speak. What's he going to say? That's going to be a pivotal point here. And I think this guy might give us a little bit of an insight of what he's going to say. So let's get to it. So that's what Jackson Hole means when you start hearing Jackson Hole all week when you start watching the financial channels.
Symposium this week. Alongside that, minutes from the Fed's late July meeting due out this afternoon. Joining us now on what we should be watching, Neil Irwin, chief economics correspondent at Axios. Soft landing. Back. Is it a little softer? Is it semi-soft? Is it actually trending back to hard again at this point? You think, Neil, if we get a revision down at 10 a.m. on some of the jobs numbers that we've seen?
Yeah, you remember this FOMC meeting that we get minutes of this afternoon, that came 2 days before those really weak July jobs numbers. So the minutes are always a little bit stale. They're extra stale this time. You know, the revisions you're talking about, the benchmarking, that it looks like is going to tell us that job growth has been weaker all along this last year and a half in a way that maybe changes, as Mike was saying earlier, kind of the perceptions of how strong this labor market really is. So yeah, I think you're right. I think all the signs are pointing to a labor market that's not nearly what it was a year ago or 2 years ago, and the Fed's probably going to react in September.
Can it be almost in a good way, Neil, for the markets? That's what I mean, because we're in the same, even if we find out that the jobs numbers weren't as good as we thought they were, we still have a pretty good idea GDP-wise where the economy is, and it almost seems like that could be taken as like almost half full, because it gives the Fed some leeway to go ahead and cut and maybe eventually cut again and again, maybe do the 100 basis points eventually or 125 that were in the market a year ago. Could it be good?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're exactly right. The kind of overheated job market, to the degree that was the narrative 2 years ago, it just isn't anymore, and the revisions, the benchmarking should kind of confirm that. But I think, you know, the Fed, like to say, Powell said 3 weeks ago that they're not data point dependent, but data dependent, meaning they're not looking at any one data point. That said, to the degree they're data point dependent, this coming jobs report on September 6th, 2 weeks from Friday, is really, really important for what they end up doing in September. That weak July number on unemployment really got some attention. If that keeps moving up, then they might have to kind of break the glass and go more aggressively than they had wanted to.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether that was a total outlier that sent the VIX over 50 and, you know, really got people thinking, wow, they are late. They're almost too late. And a couple of firms raised their recession odds. I think they went back down. But is that still a possibility that we could be in that mindset again, that the Fed is late to cutting?
Absolutely. I mean, they sounds like they were kind of really on the fence on whether to cut in July. They did not do it. You have to imagine there were some people in that room who thought they should have cut, and when they got that jobs report 2 days later, kind of had a sense of the told you so sense of things. I think the question for the September meeting coming up in a few weeks is, are they behind the curve? Do they need to cut 50 basis points and catch up? Or can they go with the plan, which is 25 basis points at a time, kind of a mid-cycle adjustment? And that's why this incoming data is going to really tell us, is the sky falling on the labor market, or are things just coming in for this extremely soft landing we've seen the last couple of years?
So we'll stop it at that, because here's the concerning part. We have headline news right through here. Fed confronts up to 1 million U.S. jobs vanished in the revision. So let's go down through here. So is it as robust as they've been saying all along, that the jobs market is the one thing carrying this market? Well, right through here, Goldman Sachs and Wells Fargo economists expect the government's preliminary benchmark revisions on Wednesday to show payroll growth in the year through March was at least 600,000 less. 600,000. I can't even imagine. What's this going to do to the unemployment rate? So now the Federal Reserve, what are they going to do? Well, here's where the numbers are. So right through here, there are numbers of caveats in the preliminary figures, but a downward revision to the employment of more than 501,000 would be the largest in 15 years and suggest that the labor market has been cooling for longer. So I'm glad they did this research, because the market, the jobs reports aren't as robust as we've been being told. Okay, so that's number one. Next thing is right through here. Everybody's saying the builders are going to go bankrupt. They're going bankrupt. Builders are closing down. Well, Toll Brothers just came out. They're one of the largest ones out there, and I want to bring this to the forefront. You go down through here. How did they do? Well, their shares added 1% after the home builders surpassed Wall Street earnings expectation in the third quarter. Toll Brothers also lifted its four-year guidance. So you had them, and then you had another builder not too long ago come in with kind of the same thing, and they're like, okay, now we're going to buy back our stock because we think it's cheap and we got the cash to do so. So home builders are looking in a pretty good sweet spot right now. Let's look at the overall markets. Overall right now, we have the Dow Jones up 60. We have the S&P up 19. The NASDAQ up, it's usually up triple digits. Everybody's awaiting the Fed minutes, and that's what's going on right there. Let's get to oil, see what oil's doing. It's up just a hair, but we love this when it's below 75. And cryptocurrencies, as we always do, Bitcoin is $450 more than it was, and this teetered on 60,000 yesterday. So that's where the overall markets are going right now. So what's the Federal Reserve going to do next after we get this data and more data today from the Fed? Well, let's get over to here to the CME FedWatch tool. What is this? So if you guys haven't heard about the CME FedWatch tool, you've been under a rock. I've been talking about it for 2, 3, 4 years now, and mainstream media in the last 6 months or year, they basically joined on that bandwagon. This is telling us what the Federal Reserve is going to do at their next meeting in 28 days. Okay, so with the likelihood of what they're going to do, let me explain this to you real quick before we get there. Right now, the federal funds rate, what the Federal Reserve controls, is it in a range, and it's always in a range of 0.25%. Okay, right now it's 5.25 to 5.5. So I'm going to reference this as a 5.25 federal funds rate, just for simplistic reasons. And you'll see when we go down below. Let's scroll down and see what the numbers look like. So right through here, if you go across the top through here, right through here, meeting, this says meeting date, and it's down through here. So the next meeting is on September 18th. And then over through here, these are where the federal funds rate is expected to be. Remember, I said federal funds rate right now is 5.25 to 5.5. It would be the sell right next to this section right through here. But it's gone, because everybody's expecting, well, for sure they're going to cut this time. Well, that's what it looks like. So the CME FedWatch tool is expecting the Federal Reserve to cut a quarter percent. Why? How do we know? Well, it's a 5.25 now. It's going to go to 5%. So that's where, remember, I said we're going to talk the first number here. Now, here's the interesting thing. It looks like the next meeting in November, they're going to cut all the way to 4.5. So they're going to go from 5 to 4.5. That's a 0.5% cut. What am I expecting? Well, based on this news that we just got today with the jobs report, well, I think the markets, the economy's much weaker than a lot of people are anticipating. So what is this going to do? I think that's going to help the Federal Reserve in its course of cutting rates. And so now I might be on the bandwagon of a 0.25% rate cut now. I don't think they're going to, well, I don't know what they're going to do at the next meeting, but there's a good probability they'll cut 0.5%, but they might do it in this meeting based on today's economic numbers, especially with the jobs report. So that's what we're seeing in the markets right now. So now you're just saying, Dan, I didn't have a 780 credit score and I wasn't putting down 25%. How can you help me? Well, go to the rate update. I'll explain who I am and what I do. My name is Dan Frio. I'm a mortgage loan officer. That's it. I do this report every day. I've been doing this for 35 years. I want to educate you guys on how all the markets, all the news in the media is playing a role in housing and other pieces of the economic equation. So I'm a loan officer, would love to help you guys. If you're out there looking to buy, maybe buy your first house, maybe buy your first investment property, maybe looking to refinance now that rates are maybe a point lower than where you are today, we'd love to help you. How do you reach out to us? Well, just go to therateupdate.com. There's going to be a bunch of tabs across the top. What I want you guys to do, the first thing I want you guys to do is go to the Grant Finder. See if there's a grant available to you. If you're throughout the whole country, you can check it here. If you're in the Chicagoland area, Cook County, DuPage, Kane County, things like that, check the Chicagoland Grant Finder right through there. But if you're not and you're just like, Dan, I just need some help, well, click the Apply Now button. It's really simple. You're going to click it, and then you're going to be asked two questions. Do you want to fill out an application, or would you rather set up a consultation with us so we can just answer all the questions that you have? It's not high pressure sales. We're just answering the questions that you have. Or you could do that, or you can even call in. How do you do that? Where do you find that information? Scroll down to the bottom of the website, and you're going to find that right through here. Our 800 number is 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at Dan at the Rate Update. And yes, it will be me answering you, and I usually answer within a few hours. So if I haven't responded back to you, I was out of town for 3 or 4 days. My mother-in-law passed away, but I am back and back in full force. So thanks for watching. We do have a special event this afternoon at 2:30 Central Time. We have Mike from Altos Research. We talk about Altos Research all the time. If you want to find out what your house is worth or what your local market is doing, please check us and join us today at 2:30 so you can ask questions to Mike, and you can also see how his system works. You can basically plug in your zip code and it's going to tell you everything you need to know about the area that you're looking to buy or where you currently live. So thanks so much for watching, guys. I'll be back at the closing bell, but I will also be back at the live event, so I hope to see you then. Take care, have a fantastic day, and I'll see you later this afternoon. Bye-bye.